Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Australia.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Here we go for another one. Strap yourself in, muchachos. Apocalypse Watch, full as a gug. Russia claimed they've got a vaccine.
Oh, that's good news.
Putin's tried it on one of his imaginary daughters. What could go wrong? You know her family. You've seen them before, haven't you?
Oh, no.
Check out this chick as she gets jabbed. That's
big news in
Apocalypse Watch. Yeah, indeed.
Champagne's been affected as well. I'm going to explain why, but it's very dire news for French champagne.
Oh, no.
Well, there's only one champagne.
It just got real for you.
It totally did. Now I'm worried about coronavirus.
We tipped this, the baby boom, lockdown baby boom.
It's happening. It's a celebrity baby boom,
they're punching them out at a rate of knots. Bindi Irwin, the Deniers, Ed Sheeran, Mick Fanning, Dave Reynolds. It goes on and on. Jane Kennedy.
What?
Don't say that.
See if you were listening.
Now,
you've got an entertainment report, which is block. Give
it
us
is
a little
always.
Taste.
I love finding out about who the highest paid actors are in the world. Oh. And it's very interesting.
Very interesting. Theatre actors?
No one from the theatre. Mm-hmm.
I reckon I could do it off the top, but I won't spoil
your
surprise.
Good. I liked it. Reading about it. And we got our mate Chaz Licciardello coming in too, haven't we?
Well, there's some big news in US politics. We got two or three big topics to break open. We're too dumb to do it. So Chaz will come on and explain
Biden's got a VP.
Like we are children. Hey, Dave O'Neill joins the show.
Great.
Always great when he's on board. Between the Sheets is up and running, so...
Oh, look out.
You know, maybe listen to something
There's
else
a lot happening, actually,
the
Between the Sheets. There's Cocaine Cassie has decided to do a little bit more to make a bit more cash on the side. Let's just say she's derobing.
All right, can't wait. It had to happen eventually. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. You're carrying an injury into today's show, Jane. Yeah. What happened?
I am carrying an injury. I was trimming my hedge.
A big pardon?
Outside. I was trimming my hedge.
Settle down, everyone.
It's been a long lockdown. Don't think like that. Don't immediately.
What are you trimming
that?
The hedge for? Don't you have the butlers and the gardeners to do it?
That's right.
Well, sorry, I am in the Victorian lockdown situation. One is not allowed to have a gardener or a cleaner come to one's house, which is really.
That's playing with your way of life.
Oh, yeah. It really is. And so
what's happened? What did you do?
Well, I couldn't find the big, large secateurs, so I had just a little small pair. And about a quarter of the way through, I've pulled up with a blister.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say you'd fallen over and spent another fortnight in hospital with it.
That's very dramatic.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, a blister.
This is so, it stopped my work.
You can't open the show with a blister.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you
can. You told me you
had
a massive injury.
Yeah.
No, I said... by the way, I've acquired an injury, but it really hurts, and it's amazing how bad a blister on your finger can stop.
What part of your hand?
It's on my finger there. I'm trying to show you. It's
even
really
that,
sore.
You can't even see it.
Index.
It hurts.
That is the most overblown.
I can't put my mascara on properly.
Oh, jeez.
It's really getting to
We're dealing with much bigger stuff here, I've got to say. I'm in the studio
What's happening
today.
Where? What's going
I've
on
walked
there?
In to see Dave throwing things around the Triple M kitchen.
You caught me at the wrong
I've
time.
I've seen you. There's cutlery being smashed
the dark
around
side of
the,
you.
The fridge door. Well, we're living like animals here.
There's four people in this building. There's four. I mentioned this the other day.
And they can't look after us. It's like Mad Max.
Nothing.
It's like.
It's the.
It's like a zombie attack could happen anytime.
The asylum's been taken over by.
Yeah. No, it hasn't. But the asylum's been completely neglected.
Yeah.
We are here living off crumbs and berries like some kind
barely
of.
Barely getting by.
It's like, look, it's, like one of those, it's like a crack house.
Yeah, it's a wonder we're going to air right now. Like, seriously. There's no technicians here.
But I just want to say. I mean, I don't mean to belittle your terrible situation you're in, but you are above a supermarket.
Oh, Jane.
I think that's easy, wouldn't you?
Please.
Well, I mean, and it's a lift. It's a lift ride because I know,
I've
done it.
I don't go out unless I poke a shotgun out the window and say, okay, I'll cover you, Dave. I've got you covered
very soon.
For 2 minutes.
It's the mean streets.
So
down
you're
there,
Dave. Guys. You've got no milk. You said this last time. Yeah. So you've had to go downstairs, buy a carton of milk.
$1.29 it cost me. $1.29 for a 1 litre milk.
Yeah, forked $1.29 for a litre milk. That's cheap.
Wow. Got a receipt anyway. So
why
I'll claim that.
Can't someone? I've had to go down and get a Red Bull from Coles.
Oh God! Where's your mates getting that for
Mick
you?
Mick Showbiz royalty. He shouldn't not have to go downstairs and get his own Red
there's
Bull.
There's four of us here. Where's Fee Curran? This never happened when Fee Curran.
No, well she's
here.
They got rid of her.
She was falling apart.
She's gone. She kept the whole ship together. She was the heart and soul.
There'd be milk in the fridge if she was here.
Well, let's start a protest. We'll get it back.
Right. Who do I claim this to, though? Who do I give that to?
Give it to Mick. He's the one with the big bucks.
Give it to me, mate.
$1.29?
$1.29. Give it to me. I will take that.
Careful what he's going to do with that. I'm scared.
That's my $1.29.
He's going to rip
don't
it up.
Don't do it.
Oh, we better get moving, surely.
All right. Okay, when we come back, we've got Apocalypse Watch.
You got it.
Get real.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore Range.
We're living off the land.
I know, it's crazy times.
It's just...
You're fading away, you poor guys. I'm worried.
I'm naked. Why am I naked?
Put clothes on.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
The world has Kennedy Molloy's Apocalypse Watch.
We are bang into it. Before we do, though, Danny's on the line. Danny, you've got something you want to add to Blistergate?
Yeah, not happy with Jane.
Yeah, why?
Well, what's up?
Absolutely. It was a terrible way to open the show, wasn't it?
Listen, a blister only comes second to a paper cut.
Oh, paper cut, that's so bad.
No.
Paper cut can ruin your day. Right. It stops you from doing so many things.
It's not even a blister. Yeah, We'll get her to post it on our Instagram. I'm not even sure it's a blister.
I need a red pen. I've got to make it look worse.
It's like a ninth degree burn.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Danny, this is what it's come to. Because I'm in lockdown, I have to do all these jobs myself. And it's killing me.
Manual labour, eh?
Not much sympathy from Danny.
Hey, Danny, well done for pointing that out. A slab of Brick Lane coming your way, my friend. Maybe the lager for you, Danny. Well said. Hey, let's get into Apocalypse Watch. Russia has solved the world's problems.
So I hear.
We have
a
vaccine.
It's about time.
It is done and dusted. Well done, all.
Have we got
the report there?
President Putin says Russia has approved a vaccine despite not completing crucial phase 3 clinical trials.
Today in the morning, the first vaccine against the new coronavirus infection was registered. I know it works fairly effectively.
The vaccine has only been tested on 138 people.
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh,
good
yeah.
enough is close enough.
Wow.
Did you say it included his daughter?
His daughter had the sniffles, so he's jabbed her. She's come good.
Mm.
You know, she's blowing bubbles.
Russia and medicine and needles and vaccines.
Seems a bit too soon.
Mate, that's the answer for everything.
Too soon.
Just go up and jab someone.
But aren't you just going, come on, of all the Harvards and the Stanford and the Oxford universities, what's everyone doing?
This has got a kind of meth lab feel about it.
Hurry up.
I reckon the old Russia thing anyway. Maybe they could send it straight to Auckland.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Sorry,
New Zealand, but after 104 days of skiting.
Do you think Jacinda Ardern wanted to announce today that there were 4 cases and they're all members of one family from South Auckland? But they don't know where they've got it from. So that is very, very spooky for them. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, how's this? So 4 people get it and they're panic buying.
Oh, I know. Back in the lockdown.
Welcome to Australian world, mate. Yeah, take that, bro.
In the meantime, France are finally feeling the pinch. France have realised there's a big issue.
I don't know. I don't even know if I can read this.
Shit just got real, Jane Kennedy. Champagne purchases down.
Mm.
Gone.
Well, yeah,
They've got all this bottled champagne and, of course, they can't repurpose it.
No, they can't. A billion bottles have been left idle in cellars.
What do you do with it then?
Because weddings and all festivities have been cancelled because of the pandemic.
Can't.
And it's just got to sit there and it has, you know, it got each year there's certain vintages. Oh, I don't know if you know much about champagne.
But, yeah, it goes great with orange juice.
How dare you? Please never do that. But yeah, no, it's a real problem.
No, they say they and the rules are they're not allowed to repurpose it for other.
No, they've
got all this stuff with champagne. So
it's unbelievable.
So it's a billion. Can I just want you to get a picture? I want you to get Jane in your
please
mind's
don't. It's make I'm getting a rash.
A billion bottles of champagne being tipped out at the same time in France.
Oh my God!
Imagine you being locked down in the cellar of Veuve Clicquot right now.
No, well I've. Well, actually, you know, I think I'd know my way around. I know where are those tunnels any day.
I'd have to tap into it.
I'd tap into it.
Dropping the SAS in behind enemy lines. I reckon.
No, we're all
don't worry. I've been in those tunnels.
Have you?
At Moët Chandon. I know it very well. I could do it in the dark. Hey, funny enough, it is in the dark.
Okay. That is terrible news.
That's terrible news.
Time to open Club COVID-19.
Indeed.
Jesus Christ.
Well, there's a theme.
What is going on? Is Maddie, he? I worry about Maddie.
He's very
so,
good.
So Maddie sits in that room on
he
his
does.
Own and he is in lockdown.
He is.
Is he wearing any
he masks up all the time.
He does.
Can you play in. That again, please? I'm trying to get it.
Well done. Time for quarantine. It's the club
COVID-19. So it's kind of flamenco, but it's also a bit posh.
Yeah.
It's all a bit posh and Englishy and flamenco.
There's a certain reason why.
It's like a top-end gypsy kid. What's the reason?
Well, we would like to welcome a Spanish player to Club COVID. None other than actor Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
My name is Antonio Banderas.
Better known as Puss in Boots. From Shrek.
He did that very well.
I think that's now his best credit.
I think it's his best work as well.
Do you know him as Zorro? He wasn't a very good Zorro. I would be a good Zorro.
He's actually a good comic actor, I think. He's missed his calling in many ways. Which
if I was
he
a Zorro,
well,
I'd be on a Shetland.
Would you?
Yeah.
With an M?
You'd be a very slow-paced Zorro.
It'd take a while to get there, but
Zorro's quite whip-smart and a bit zippy to me when I think of Zorro. You'd sort of go woof with your sword. Oh God! Do I have to do the whole Z?
I'd have my hat. You know, the Zorro hat.
Yeah.
I'd have my mask and a very hard-working cummerbund.
Really that might go any moment. Anyway,
he was. That comes off.
That's what the noise out. From.
Excuse
it's
me.
Not from the sword.
what's he done? He's COVID. He was going to be his 60th birthday. Couldn't have his party. He's sitting at home on his own.
He said he was feeling a little bit more tired than usual. Well, is he still married to Melanie Griffith? Because that would be tiring. Just saying. Oh, you're joking, aren't
where
you?
Where's come from?
Bonkers. Bloody hell. Hey,
allegedly.
Bona fide. Cuckoo.
Gosh, she is like world class.
We get it. He's probably bunging it on so he can isolate.
I totally agree. Sorry. Actually, he's looking quite bad in the photo I've got. For about 3 months. Melanie.
He's probably injected himself with COVID.
Well, she's big on the injections.
Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
Now,
do you know what? It's all right. He divorced her in 2015.
Oh, he's back. Close it. Close Club COVID-19.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Kaz Litchidello from The Chaser talks all things politics US. He's coming up soon. Dave O'Neill, an entertainment reporter as well. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
We've been talking about a baby boom on the horizon because of the lockdown. What are people going to do? It's happened in the past. It's happening. Mm. And celebs are involved. Time for our baby segment. You've got to... Is that your... Who's that your opener?
No, that's Maddie made that one. That's the baby boom.
Oh, we had one.
Yeah.
So what were we arguing about?
No, because I said that's what the sting we play. I said let's open with the music.
No, let's open. Go again.
All right,
play
so,
it again. Play it again.
It's all a bit sudden from having a baby since it's born.
What did you want?
I just wanted some baby songs.
All right.
To set the scene.
Well, this is Jane's baby song. Ooh, baby, I love you when you Peter Frampton.
That sounds like an acoustic version.
That's not the live version. That's the original studio. Yeah,
that's the one I
is
do.
It?
That's my karaoke.
Oh, my God.
I do a karaoke version.
What about this one?
Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it.
Bit of Vanilla
Ice.
I
like this.
The baby's on ice now, isn't it?
No. Actually,
you've
no.
just realised you don't want the baby on ice.
I've got one. Yes.
What? Hang on. Stop. That's not very nice.
Leave the birthing unit. See ya.
Let's not go back.
Hey, we've already mentioned Dave Reynolds.
Go.
We've mentioned Dave Reynolds.
And Tahan.
About to have a baby.
Which is very exciting.
I've said it's great. He could take the baby to work, a little baby seat in the back. He could
and
win.
She's already bought heaps of clothes, but I think that was like a few years ago before they
got
pregnant.
Have the baby on the dais.
He's good.
Doing the booty.
So he's doing a booty. So he's champagneing in his mouth, baby bottle in the other.
Wow.
Here's one I like, which this is fantastic. Congratulations to Mick Fanning.
Oh, great news.
He's become a dad. Do you reckon he would have been at the birth?
Yeah, why not?
Here's what I'm going to say. He would have been at that birth going, right now, I wish I was being attacked by a shark.
Oh, beg your pardon. Don't say that.
Off the coast of South Africa at J-Bay.
Come
on. By a 5-metre white pointer.
No.
If I had to choose between being here and there, bring on
the white pointer. That is outrageous.
Yep. Well, no, maybe he's saying it would be less. Maybe no. I'll save this.
Right.
What he would have been saying is.
What's that, Mickey?
That it's less traumatic to be attacked by a
shark.
Oh,
I see. Than go through watching a woman having birth.
Even more traumatic than what I went through.
Wow, he was very brave to do that.
He is. He's,
and congratulations to him and his partner, Brianna, and the baby's name is Xander Dean Fanning.
And it's going to be cool as.
Oh, can you imagine?
How
imagine
cool having, is that baby going to be?
Mick Fanning is your dad? Like, you talk about cool dads.
Oh, yeah.
But you win every cool dad competition. What does your dad do? My dad's Mick Fanning.
Yeah. Oh, professional surfer.
There might be a bit of fight here on your hands because there's about three other births I'm about to announce.
Right. Yeah.
They all have very cool dads.
Is he a cooler dad? Okay,
I say Bindi Irwin's having a baby.
Indeed.
You know what? She should have that baby at Australia Zoo.
Don't worry, I'm sure she will. They live there.
And sell tickets. get the vets out there.
In the Croc Arena. I've been that Croc Arena.
Have you?
It's very spacious.
And to keep the family tradition up, she should dangle that baby over the snapping jaws of a crocodile. It's what her dad would have wanted.
Do you know what? I'm so happy. I actually almost shed a tear when I found out. Happy for this family. Her husband, Chandler, mum, Terry, brother, Bob, everyone's happy. And they held up a tiny little Australia Zoo shirt. I've got an Australia Zoo shirt. Mine's somewhat larger than the one they're holding up, the baby size one. But that's very exciting.
Okay.
And another, she's 22.
All
that's very young.
You know
all at
the I'm moment. Seeing is khaki nappies.
Mm. Well, you're not helping this segment. Grant Daniel's going to be your dad again.
You're telling me, you go, oh, mate, hang about. There'll be cooler parents than
Grant's cool. Daniel's cool.
No Mick Fanning, though.
Don't we have an announcement from his daughters?
Really? My dad's world's best surfer. Who wins? Who wins coolest? And it's no slight on Grant, who I love.
He's on the show Friday, by the way.
But if Grant was in the birthing suite, when the baby came out, the doctor wouldn't know who to smack on the bot. He'd go, okay, who's all here?
I'm going to play this back to him.
Sorry, Grant. I didn't confuse you with the newborn.
Can we hear the cute announcement that his kids made?
Yeah, let's hear it.
We have some news. Our mum is pregnant. And mummy's very sick. She's been vomiting.
Gotta go to hospital and cut her belly open or the other way.
Very cute.
What's the other way, Scary?
No! I don't know,
and
I know it's
hard. Okay. Oh, it's not as cute as I thought it was going to be.
Let's see that family.
As in,
family
like,
feud.
I didn't know they were talking about a cesarean or the other way. I've done both, by the way. Let's go to.
Wow. Jane. Oversharing. But anyway.
My favourite story of yours is, I reckon 10 minutes later, weren't you holed up in bed having a cigarette and a red wine?
I wasn't having a cigarette. I was having a ham roll.
Oh, that's right. A ham roll.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was smoked ham. And who else?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, a little ringer.
That is very, very happy news. I'm very excited for them both.
Well done, everybody. That's fantastic. When we come back, it's entertainment report time.
Yeah, Masked Singer and more coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill will join us soon. Things get a little adult in the next hour too. Between the sheets on Kennedy Malloy.
And they get a bit mature right now because we're just a couple of radio dumb guys. Can't get ahead around all the machinations of American politics. So we've got to ring in to help us plot our way through it. Chaz Licciatello, of course, who's on Planet America, 9:54 tonight. Very strange time.
Odd time, Chaz.
Very specific time. I blame 5G. It's that's got something to do with that. ABC TV and iView. Chaz, how goes, mate?
Hello there. Thank you very much for getting the time right. I didn't even know what time we're on. They keep us guessing.
Well, you're informed. The biggest news today, Joe Biden. We're going to talk US politics, of course. Joe Biden's picked his running partner, Kamala Harris. A safe bet, but a good bet. What are they making of it? How will they attack her? Go.
They're going to attack her, first of all, by suggesting that she slept her way to the top. They love that one.
Oh, you're joking.
That's a good one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's an old classic.
Yep.
they're very fond of that one. And they're also going to suggest that she is a radical left-winger who is going to descend America into anarchy. That's also another classic line.
Which is hard
as opposed to the state it's in now, Mick.
Which is hard to do because she's fairly centrist and conservative, is she not?
Yes. In fact, the actual knock on her by people who have heard of her is that she's a corporatist Democrat who's very much middle of the road.
She's a great pick because she's the first, African-American woman ever to be picked by a man on a ticket. So it's another big letter signature day in American politics.
And he actually had a lot of women to choose from to actually have as a VP.
Yeah, absolutely. He's picking from between about 10 of them. And
Good,
She is actually a pretty good pick, and you can tell. I'll tell you how you can tell she's a good pick and that everything they said is untrue. Yeah. When Trump held a press conference to talk about her, he was reading off a piece of paper, all his attack lines, and he almost fell asleep during his attack. He's bored stiff of her already.
Well, he would have been bored because if he had to pick from 10 women, they'd all have sashes on. is how it goes. Moving on, I want to move on to Kanye, which is a curious one, and you need to bring us up to speed here. But the Republican Party are in full evil mode here. on the one hand, they're trying to suppress black voters as much as they can and take them out. On the other hand, they're trying to get a guy who may be mentally unstable who happens to be black and rush him onto a ballot. Now, I can't think of two more racist things to do on both ends of the spectrum. Mm. What are they up to? What's the point? And can he be a spoiler if he gets on the ballot?
That is an excellent summary there, Mick. First of all, what they're doing is they're trying to get Kanye onto as many ballots as possible, just have his name there, even if he doesn't campaign, just so there is a famous name there that, in particular, black men might vote
for. Just tick. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because the black people tend to vote about 80% to 12% for Democrats, and so if they can just distract enough, in particular black males, to vote for Kanye, then that might make a critical difference because that was what made the difference in 2016 in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania.
How organized is Kanye? Does he have actually a running partner? Has he chosen his running partner? Because this has escaped me. Who is
that?
He has. It's a preacher in Wyoming.
Yeah. She's a woman, yes.
Yeah, so she's a woman. She's a woman. Yeah. Just like Kamala Harris.
That's right.
Unlike Kamala Harris, she's not a politician and she has no experience doing anything whatsoever.
She's completely unqualified for
Fantastic.
The job, Mick.
She'll probably get in. Okay.
And the answer to your question of how organized Kanye is, let's put it this way. He put out a tweet asking for people to support his ballot, his attempt to get on the ballot in South Carolina by signing the ballot sheet. Yeah. He put that tweet out a week after the deadline.
Okay. And is there not a chance he may be caught up on election fraud, given that some of the signatures he collected are not, in fact, legitimate? In fact, one was Mickey Mouse. one was Bernie Sanders. And, I mean, I would have thought that would be a big federal offence, right? Electoral fraud.
Look, I'm pretty sure that Mickey Mouse is not supporting Kanye, so that is a no-no. Even worse than that, actually, in one state, literally the same person signed like 1,000 times, just wow, over and over again. So that's pretty blatant, unless there's some cloning going on.
I was going to just say, one of my favourite movies is North by Northwest. And just quickly before we wind up, it has Mount Rushmore in it, I believe, from memory. Donald Trump has denied asking that he wanted his face added. What's the update on that?
the update is that the very person who he denies having asked, who's a Republican governor, said that he did say his life's ambition was to be on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Is there room there at Mount Rushmore to put his big noggin up there?
Well, there's no space, apparently. There's only space for 4 people, and especially with Trump's ego, there's no space for that.
Yeah.
But they have told them, this sounds like a joke, this is true, they have told them, you can't be on Mount Rushmore, but you can have your own mountain.
No.
My mountain's going to be beautiful. It's going to be bigger than the other mountains.
It's the best.
It's painted gold.
Hey, Chaz, can you hang around? There's another couple of topics we want to broach with you quickly. Do you mind?
No problem.
Hang around. Don't forget, if you like the tone of this, 9:54 p.m. tonight, Planet America, we're going to come back and talk about, will this be a fair fight? Will the postal election be a factor? Me think it might. We'll chat in a sec.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Planet America back on 9:54 tonight on ABC TV and iView. Chaz from that show is joining us right now on Kennedy Malloy.
Chaz, you're walking us through the basics here of what to keep our eye on. I want you to explain to us what is going on with postal voting. We realise, of course, that this is probably the most important election in American history. It's COVID affected. There'll be vast numbers of people affected who won't be able to go out and vote, especially black communities and the elderly, who are even more affected, I suppose, than others. They're being encouraged to postal vote. This opens the door, of course, for Trump to cause all kind of mayhem. Tell us what he's doing publicly and behind the scenes to disrupt this election.
Okay, well, there's two major issues here. The first of which is, as you say, about 50% of votes are expected to be postal votes, at least 50%, maybe 60 or 70%.
Yep.
And a very important aspect of mail-in voting is you need the mail. And the very first thing
going
on is that the mail at the moment is being sabotaged because there's this new fellow who's running the postal service, this guy called Louis DeJoy, and he's decided to have an efficiency run. And part of what makes
he was a big contributor to Trump's campaign and appointed
parachuted in
by Trump. Right.
Yes, a massive donor. And two of the things that he thinks are going to make the post more efficient is if there's no more overtime. So at 5 p.m., you just put down your sack and say, that's it for today. And the second thing is no more mail processing machines. You have to do it by hand. That will make it more efficient. And so as a result of this, there are now massive, massive backlogs in mail. And it just so happens, almost every state in America, if the vote doesn't arrive by election day, it doesn't count.
It doesn't matter if you spent two weeks ago.
He also committed what they're calling the Night of the Long Knives, which is when he moved 17 major officials from department heads, and he either moved them sideways or pulled them out altogether. Mm. So on the ground, it's mayhem, and people on the ground organised for actually getting trucks out, we don't know who to take orders from, we don't know what's going on. It's absolute anarchy.
Exactly. Very efficient. Very efficient.
On the ground. And then publicly at the same time, he's delegitimising the idea of postal votes, right?
This
is going to be the most rigged election in history.
Yes, he's saying basically if the election is not decided on the night, it's going to be completely rigged. Now, the reason why that's a big issue is because he's been basically saying that mail-in voting is rigged and is an embarrassment, etc. No Republicans want to vote by mail now because they think it's all rigged and it's a joke. And so when you look at the polls, basically it's about 60% of people who want to vote on the day are Republican, and people who want to vote, 70% of people who want to vote by mail are Democrats. So this is what's going to happen. I'll tell you this right now. Yes. What's going to happen is on the day, Trump is going to win the election on the day. because they're going to be all Republicans. Yes.
Don't say that.
But then every day afterwards, the Democrats are going to increase as their vote comes in. And Trump is going to be saying, let's just stop now. Let's just stop now. He's going to declare victory.
Yeah.
And the whole Democrat vote coming in over the next 3 weeks after that is going to be deemed illegitimate. And you're going to have a whole bunch of people who will never accept that Democrats win. If they win.
We've already had Gore Bush decided by the Supreme Court, basically. In the greatest democracy in the world, 9 people basically got to vote, is my understanding. Can this be bumped aside again to the Supreme Court? Is that a possible option for Trump?
Yes, it is a possible option. Because you're going to get to a position. This is the magic date, guys, is 8th of December. The 8th of December is when it's meant to stop counting.
Okay.
But if the mail is as slow as you expect and they all get challenged and all the rest of it, they may still be counting at the time when they've run out of time. And that's going to be a court challenge. So, yes.
Thank you for depressing the living hell out of all of us.
Yes, we now have a very sad understanding of it, thanks to you, Chaz. But it's become very clear. What's the good news?
The good news is that probably means 4 or 5 weeks more of Planned America.
Yes,
that's America. True. And we'll be tuning in. What is the time again, Mickey? Is it 9?
It's 9:54. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tune in.
I'm setting my alarm now.
I'm going to tune in at 9:53 just in case they go in early.
I'm setting my alarm.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Chaz Licciardello joining us there. Yeah, Planet America, 9:54 tonight, ABC and iView.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm doing the Song Whisperer in. Hello.
Oh, no, we haven't had his theme yet. Yeah.
I'm instigating it because I wanted to see and hear.
Thank you,
Jane. Hang on. You know what I've got to say? What? Song Whisperer's beard's grown back.
Oh, it is too.
That was the lamest shave ever.
What happened? You made a big statement.
Something happened at home. You got told.
No, you know what? No. He's read the comments.
He's read the comments. What a disappointment.
And they've all gone, grow the beard back, man.
Not getting any
you
action
You look like a
man
child.
There'll be a reason.
Come on.
Yeah. What happened?
What is it?
There's a big statement and you couldn't get back quick enough.
No, man, we are in lockdown, so I don't have to wear the mask when I'm in the house anymore, so I can grow the beard back.
I shaved because
the mask sat on. No other
something's
issue.
You've lost your cool.
No, there's something going on. But we love having you on Song Whisperer.
Well, thank you.
You are the highlight of my day. Please. What is going on today?
Hurtful. Thanks, Jane.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, well, hurtful. Don't worry about
the rest of us, but, you know.
We'll just fill time till the Song Whisperer gets on deck.
Well, the rest What's of the team, we really know where we stand, don't we?
That's okay. Ask her about her blister, Song Whisperer.
How is your hand, Jane? Are you okay?
Oh, thanks for asking, Song Whisperer. Still a little bit. It's a little bit sore. It's a tight.
What do you do for a blister? What do you do for a blister? What do you?
Some
kind of cream.
Don't put a Band-Aid on it.
Is it an ointment?
If you say ointment one more time on this show, I will kill you. Don't say ointment.
Just need a good ointment.
Hey,
that'd be a good name for a racehorse. Ointment. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Here comes
it's
ointment.
The worst sounding.
What's wrong with ointment?
It's the worst word.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Ointment. It's like moist.
Oh,
yeah. Especially when you take an ointment and put it on the affected area and make it moist.
I beg your pardon. Now you're dropped.
Wearing nothing but your panties.
Oh no!
Okay, you're all dropped. I'm sitting out of this.
We just used all Jane's least favourite words. Yeah. That's what we did there. All in.
No, see, I'm putting my microphone up and I'm not joining in.
No, come on.
She's gone. She won't be able to last a minute.
Won't say the O word anymore.
You watch. She'll be chiming in. Someone will be copping a mouthful in the next 30 seconds. All right. Synopsis, please.
This is a man turning his back on females from a specific geographic location.
Thank you.
Does he have a reason for shunning more than 50% of an entire nation's population? Who knows? He doesn't explain his reasons, but he does offer a sort of it's not you, it's me excuse amidst his rambling, repetitive demands.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Clash. Not the Clash.
Well, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Do you want me to be involved?
We do. Welcome back, Jane.
Back, baby.
No, I felt responsibility. It's like I have eldest child responsibility syndrome. Yes.
Professional.
Come back.
Oh, I'm professional.
Yeah.
Is it moist panties by ointment?
Bye.
Is it Motley Crue?
Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
That's a stripper song. It's not a stripper song.
It is not Motley Crue.
Come on, Jane. We want you to come on.
Have a guess.
Well, have a guess. What do you
think? Come on.
Hang on.
All right. Well.
Because you're using your phone. You can't use your phone. That's cheating.
I was taking a photo. Oh. Of right. The microphone being off me.
You're the annoying woman at the trivia night.
He's no, I'm not. I'm thinking outrageous. Of content for the show, Mick, by the way.
Like it.
Man turning his back on females.
A man turns his back. Specifically from where?
From a specific geographic location. An entire nation. He's saying, you know what? Want nothing to do with any.
Okay, I've got it.
What?
California
bottom,
girls.
No, Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh,
by Queen.
A bit harsh.
It is not Queen.
Oh, I'm a bit harsh.
California girls.
Oh,
not California girls.
California girls.
All right.
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Tell you what we do have. We've got $100 to spend at a pub, too. The Pub and Bar Dog gift card.
Oh, which pub? You should tell me that
not
before.
In this state.
Not no, well, probably not here, but other places of Australia that can join in. 133 53.
Hey, we'll that bottom
no,
girls
no, we'll or when you're ready.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Can you play that in the ukulele?
Hang on.
No time. Gotta go. See ya.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Wow. And here we go, the big second hour. It's going to be huge. Between the sheets, is it happening or not?
Yeah.
I want to know about Cocaine Cassie and her $400 snapshots.
You'll be very happy. And
I want in.
She'll be back on your list. Yeah. Toot sweet.
I need to see these pronto. That's
yes, just absolutely.
Something's going on. What about in I've our got entertainment the entertainment report? What's
yeah,
in it?
It's coming up. Well, I'm going to talk about last night's Masked Singer.
Okay.
And the big reveal.
Big reveal.
That really shocked everyone.
Okay.
Wait till you find out.
Wait till you find out who it was.
Was it George Clooney? Was it George Clooney?
Oh, close. Man. Bigger. Bigger. No, someone you'll just go, I can't believe they got him.
All right. I can't wait. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this guy. With Jay, the song all right, whisperer. Give it to us again, big fella.
All right, this is a man turning his back on females from a specific Jeez. Geographic location.
Seems like
Does he have a reason for shunning more than 50% of an entire nation's population? Who knows? He doesn't explain his reasons, but he does offer a sort of it's not you, it's me excuse amidst his rambling, repetitive demands.
Do you think he's had a bad experience, Jay? Do you think
Jay or Jane?
Jay. I'm talking Jay. This is a guy sorry. Conversation, really.
Sorry. Well, go ahead.
This is about, about dangerous women letting men down.
I'm actually so fascinated to hear your take on it.
He doesn't offer any reasons, Mick. He doesn't go.
Well, again, that's what men are like.
Do you think
no
he's
reasons.
Now damaged goods? Do you think this woman's let him a merry dance? Lied to him possibly? Smashed his dreams?
Or has she been used?
I think we know who wears the pants in most relationships. All right, what are we going with? Sam. Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam. How are you? Can you clean,
hi, Nick. Hi, Jay.
Clean this
hi.
Up for us. What are we? Where are we going wrong?
Okay, it's a long shot. What about China Girl David Bowie?
He wouldn't get away with that song today. That'd be called racist today.
Yeah, you're right.
That song, but that you're appropriating very... another culture.
Yep. Cancel culture. Yep.
And you cancel David Bowie.
Yep.
In Sam, fact, it's true.
I'm
it's very brave of you.
Dig him up.
It's a geographic
hang on. It's a very good guess because it was turning his back on females from a specific geographic location.
Sam.
50% of an entire nation's population. China has a big population.
Huge.
Yeah, but not girls.
I always think.
It can't be 50% of the population because all the girls
Oops.
Get over to one side while the one-child policy was pretty much in favour. So when you say, I'm pretty sure the song whisperer said 50% of the population.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, ladies.
No, you're right.
They're about five. Yeah.
And it was a fair policy.
Oh, Sam, we've got nothing to say now.
Talking.
Oh, no.
Sam, are you okay? Do you need help? Would you like some therapy?
I mean, it's not our job.
I do.
Judge other cultures.
I need therapy too. Let's go together.
Is she right, Song Whisperer?
No, she's not right.
It seems a bit harsh, but you can understand it all.
But Sam, can we give Sam something to pick up?
Yeah, I've got $100 for you to spend at the pub. Yep, I'm going to give you one of those pub and bar gift vouchers.
Well done, Sam.
Coming your way, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, that'll be a great little session.
That's very nice. Now I'm not depressed anymore.
No, we fixed you right up.
You're back up again.
Silly, you're fine.
Well done, Sam. Trent's on the line. Trent, where are you calling from, Trent?
Hey, I'm from Woongarra on the Central Coast.
Woongarra. What happens in Woongarra?
Sorry, I missed that.
What happens in Woongarra, buddy?
Not a great deal.
Any whales out in the water at the moment? It's whales
everywhere.
Oh,
yeah, there's quite a few heading up past the coast at the moment.
See, that's happy. That makes you happy.
Yeah. Chucks like seashells at them and stuff.
Sure.
The most lethal weapon a whale can deal
Keep
with.
Keep moving, you big, big fat, you big,
he is
big chubby.
A conch shell. Bang!
So they migrate. How many animals migrate? Do we all go, let's go out and watch
because
the
it's incredible to
the
see
the size
a whale.
Of them. They're massive.
Can't watch the cows get from the one in the paddock.
A whale's been seen out down near your parts, by the way, Mr. Malloy.
Enjoy
you look
it.
Out your window.
I don't know
window.
What you mean by my parts.
Well done, nature.
I am a man of the people.
Trent, what's your guess, mate?
Is it Uptown Girl by Billy Joel?
Trent, okay. You're a dickhead. Trent, no, turn it off.
Uh-oh.
Now, you knew what you were doing then, didn't you, Trent?
Trent, you are a shit stirrer, A-plus shit stirrer.
If we ever meet, I'll tell you what happens in Woongarra, you get your ass kicked. I will, if I find you, Trent. You're in a lot of trouble.
I believe in this innocent man, which that song is from, turned 35 this week, released this day.
And you can hear it all on the podcast.
No, we're doing the Glasshouses album.
I know, but you're still doing a podcast Billy Joel.
Do you want to have a serious guest, Trent?
That's his guess.
That was my serious guess, but at the same time, I wanted to tell you, Mickey, that I tried to ring yesterday when you were talking about the most underrated movies, and I was going to say Cracker Jack, but now I'm reconsidering that thought.
Oh, thank you, mate. Hey, slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
Now you suck
Can
up.
I say something?
Oh, you are terrible, Nick.
Trent is a very, very...
A good guy?
Good guy.
Yeah.
Discerning, intelligent.
What do you want, the base lager or the pale ale, Trent?
Give him
both. Take the lager, Mickey.
You'll take the lager every day of the week.
Got it.
Cop that. See you in Woongarra for a couple of tinnies. Well done, Trent. Good guy. I knew it was
you, Jade.
We're
so
seeing
contrary.
The way you work.
Glenn, where are you from, buddy?
Mate, I'm from Newcastle.
I love Newcastle. Salt of the earth, decent
Beautiful.
People.
The best.
Some of my favourite coastline in Australia.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
A lot of us are. Yeah.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've know some arseholes up that way.
Mate, I'm in the cheaper version of Newcastle, mate. The sun glistens off the fibro here is where I live.
Hey, there's no cheap version of Newcastle,
picture.
Buddy. It's all right. Come on.
Be proud.
What is your guess, Glenn?
Matchbox 20.
No hope. No hope.
Hang on.
See how far we've come.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. This is my karaoke song,
is it?
Though, I should point out.
Hang on.
I see Alpha. Yeah, this guy
I'm
was mean to me. Who's this? Who's this guy?
Hang on.
Rob Thomas.
Oh
Rob Thomas.
Gosh.
He had a crack at me, didn't he?
Yeah,
it's
well,
a
you
fantastic
had
a crack at you.
He had a
no,
go.
He said
you
were
a
go at you.
Yeah.
What do you
he
say?
Didn't have a crack. When you say you have a crack at someone, that means they want to crack on to you.
No, he had a crack. He had a serious.
You said
yeah,
something.
Because you were being a dickhead to him. You were just being rude to him. That's why he had a crack. Hang on. I just want to get back to Glenn.
He's
your suggestion.
With the big boys now.
Your suggestion. This is a man turning his back on females.
Yeah. Listen to his lyrics, he's got like there's no one on the corner.
No hope.
There's no one at home.
No. Oh, all right. Thanks, Professor Glenn. Let's just go to.
I'm going to hear the song whisper.
It's not Matchbox.
I found that audio between you and Rob Thomas.
Mate, Rob Thomas.
That exchange. This is how it went down.
Look, not how I would have done it.
Oh,
but I think understandable. I think you've bought a charm.
But that's why I'm rich.
what a shallow man.
I love him.
If that's all he judges as material.
If only I could work with Rob Thomas every day.
You embarrassed yourself when he came in, by the way.
I did not.
You do it occasionally.
Why? Yeah. What I do?
Yes.
Kevin Peterson.
Let's just say a bit of swooning going on in the studio.
For God's sakes. Well, do you want a red hot blooded woman or do you want
you
a frigid cold stone?
Something in the middle. You can always tell when you start grooming.
Yeah.
You know, I go, oh, look out.
Hang on. You only groom when people are much younger than you. And I am the same age as anybody I have a crush on.
All right. We know that. Carol's on the line. Hey, Carol, where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Elizabeth, South Australia.
I know the area. Do you know what? I got billeted out there once.
Did you?
When I was in 1987, I was on a uni review, and they said, oh, we've been billeted out. They drove us out to Elizabeth, and it was quite frightening for a young man.
Well, no, I tell you, Jimmy Barnes grew up
now,
in Elizabeth, didn't he? Jimmy Barnes is an Elizabeth guy.
Yes, he was.
There you go.
And my father was in an airbase out there.
Okay. Well,
there you go. So we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Carol, what is your guess?
I'm like Elizabeth's favourite son.
Oh, God. Seriously. You are just incorrigible.
Why can't I be?
Because you're every
I was raised there as a kid. I was in Elizabeth. Where's the airbase? Carol?
I think it's American Woman by Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Thank you. She's totally ignoring you.
Okay, moving on. It's making a bit of sense. The American Woman. So is he dissing American women? I thought it was an
get
ode
away
to American
me.
I thought it was like saying American Woman, yeah. Let's
no, get away from me. Mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around no more.
No, they're going to mess your mind, especially if they vote for Trump.
Do you find Lenny Kravitz attractive, Joan?
Well, that's just a ridiculous question.
I'm asking you. I want to know what the appeal is.
Of course I do.
You do?
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
He's a very handsome man.
He was your type. Yeah. I think he's...
He is my type.
He's not your Bentley kind of guy, though, is he?
You think I like foppish men, and I don't. I like rock and rollers, and come on.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
All right.
Can we tell Carol whether she's correct or not?
Nothing wrong with Lenny. She's correct.
Yay!
Carol's got it. Well done, Carol.
Hooray.
We'll give you $100 to spend at the pub as well. Pubandbar.gift is the voucher, which are available from Woolworths. And here is the song in question. It is American Woman, Lenny Kravitz.
Do women find him attractive?
He's hot, all right.
Settle down.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
But guess who did the original, you know, from Canada, the cover as...
Pardon?
Lenny Kravitz. The guess who did the original American Woman back in the day?
Pardon.
Back in the 60s it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's depressing, isn't it?
That's a real kept secret.
It's a cover song.
Yeah. Ugh.
Shouldn't even tell us.
You're joking.
No. We should do that one day.
I hate hearing stuff like that.
I
thought it was a Lenny song. No.
You are just a fountain of information.
What a fraud. What a fraud.
It's Kennedy.
Yeah, no, I'm off him now.
Oh, no. No, Lenny's
no, if he, honestly, if we were out and we're at a restaurant and he, I was at my table and the waiter said, excuse me, Miss Kennedy, the gentleman over at the table over there would like to send you a glass of rosé.
And you know what it is? It's not Lenny Kravitz. It's the guy who has a tribute band for Lenny Kravitz.
That's right.
Who looks like him. He's the fake
Lenny. It's not the real Lenny Kravitz.
He's doing the Lenny Kravitz show at
Crown.
Well,
I'd send it back. I go, no, he's be gone. I know that disappoints
tell
me.
Tell him to take his leather pants and get out.
He's a bit cocky, isn't he?
He's a bit cocky. Speaking of leather pants, I'll tell you, this bloke would have worn them on stage.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
You owned leather pants. This guy's owned leather pants.
Always originals.
No.
With the great David O'Neill.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
No, never wore leather pants. I was, you know, cords.
Jumbo cords?
What about your twin brother? Did he ever have leather pants?
No. No, maybe my middle brother Mark, who was a bit punk, post-punk. I reckon he had some leather pants. Yeah.
I knew there would be an O'Neill brother that had
leather pants. I had a pair of leather pants.
Really?
Oh, God, we
know. I got them off my girlfriend's headdresser.
Enough said, Dave.
I had some pants made of my vinyl couch, you know.
Hey, how you doing,
What's
Dave?
Happening
we haven't
in your
spoken
world, buddy?
For a while.
Yeah. I've been all right. You know, my kids, I've got a new insult for my children. They keep calling me Boomer. So I go, no worries, Zoomer. Hey.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, you're quick on your feet and you've given it straight back. Do they leave the room smarting? Or?
Yeah. Well, I say at least my generation are named after, a time of prosperity, a boom. You've been named after the Chinese software. So good one.
Zoomer. Do you know, they have run out of... Yeah, it should be the TikTok generation or something. But
yes.
They got lazy.
Names.
So Generation X, I could understand. Mm. But then they just go, oh, we'll just now make it Y and Z.
Oh, it's boring, isn't it?
I know. Like I'm TikTok actually Gen X. We're actually
Facebook
all Gen X.
Generation.
Yeah. We're all Gen X. But I really hate the word boomer. Like, it's something that really aggravates me because I'm not.
I just think of Glenn Robbins down the front of a gig at a winery with matching bum bags to the Eagles.
I agree.
Wearing acid wash.
It's not our generation.
Hotel California.
We're looking like an off-duty cop. How is Glenn? Have you been catching up with him on any of your podcasts?
Yeah. I spoke to him today. Yeah, no, he's all right. He's a bit trapped because he's not even allowed to visit his mum in a nursing home, whereas we know he's got a room set aside for himself. So.
Oh my God.
He's all right. But the big news.
Yeah.
I've joined LinkedIn.
Oh my God, you have not.
How do you stop people harassing you for LinkedIn?
I know,
but because my sister-in-law Sharon, who's in the corporate world, said, because I'm doing a lot of Zoom gigs, I'm the king of Zoom, get on LinkedIn. And so it's like Facebook for business people. And so I put my name, I've got an arts degree. And then it said, are you looking for work? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then it brings up jobs they've got there, like a CES job board. First job I got, they said I should apply for, was assistant manager at Nando's.
But honestly, they know you so well. Isn't that right down your
alley? Terrible.
Not even a manager. Assistant manager.
Oh, Dave.
Imagine the manager would be a 23-year-old just lording it over me. I don't care who you say you are. Just get that peri-peri on. Bloody get working.
Dave, from memory, haven't you worked in a chicken shop before?
I worked in a hot dog shop.
It was a hot dog shop.
Let's just say they went broke. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Missing
let's just
stock.
Say it was one for you, one for me.
I loved them.
And Dave,
the second
LinkedIn.
Job,
yeah.
Second job, Arabic speaking customer support officer.
That'd be fun.
Oh, Arabic?
I just imagine turning up on the first day and going, hang on, I'll just go. I have to go to the toilet to get Google Translate out.
But I think you may be the first and only person to ever type in arts major
in a LinkedIn
scenario. LinkedIn.
Correct.
And the final job was a member on a cruise ship based in Lakes Entrance. So that'll be good.
You can't make this up. This is brilliant material,
Dave. Not even the Spirit of Tasmania. You're sitting down in... Well, this is terrible.
Hey, Dave, what mum and dad, how are they doing? What's going on there?
My parents are in their 80s and they live in Melbourne, so they're sort of locked in. But dad goes and gets takeaway coffee. They've just started. How's this? They've just started getting takeaway coffee every day. Because mum said to me, I don't know if you know, but it's the latest thing.
Yeah, there's about 20 years of catching up.
She's still been going the old thermos route, has she, at home over the years?
I think we're going to go around there and where's Dad? Oh, he's with his personal trainer. I don't know if you've heard.
Dave, how do you feel about your parents being out? Because I've been pretty tough on Mum and Dad and saying, you must stay home. Stay there. Yeah. We'll get home delivery to you. We'll drop things off to you because they're in their 80s too.
You can't keep Kev home, though. You can't. I think he's meant to be driving. Now, you ring him up and he's like, yeah, I went to, Bunnings, Coles, Kmart. And it's just like in the morning. So.
You've got to get some control over them. Dave, we love speaking to you. The podcast, The Debrief with Dave O'Neill, latest episode. You've got Tony Martin on, which is excellent.
Yes. Yeah, he's quite a laugh. And the one with Glenn Robbins. And I've got one with Kitty Flanagan. I'm all about podcasts.
Mate, you've got an A-list, haven't you? Yeah, you really are. Pardon
Big
me, man.
Tom. Great to chat as always, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Dave O'Neill.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Last night, The Masked Singer was on. It's on Monday and Tuesday nights on Channel 10. Oh. And I sat down, I had a watch, and they all came out, and the Hammerhead
who
came
were the,
out.
Who were the characters? What were the masks?
There was a sloth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then a whole bunch of things I can't even remember. I mean, it's not really relevant now.
The costumes are incredible, though.
They're brilliant costumes.
No, but they are.
Was the goldfish last night? It's all meshing into one sort of big sort of...
The Hammerhead was pretty good.
Hammerhead was great. Mm. There was a cactus.
Ah, that's right. The cactus did a No Doubt song. Yeah.
There was a kitten.
The cactus did a No Doubt song.
Yes.
If you haven't lived till you've seen a cactus sing a No Doubt song.
I know.
Yeah. Who's the cactus?
Ooh. Well, we don't know, but let me just think what the suggestions for the cactus
Michael
were.
Michael Caine. Be Michael Caine.
I think it was
it would be Michael Caine.
Hmm.
Lucy Durack, people are saying could be.
Emma Thompson.
No. It's not her. The kitten I love, people were saying that's Julia Gillard.
Henry Kissinger.
Okay.
Henry Kissinger.
No. Anyway, someone had to go, and it was the hammerhead.
The hammerhead?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Who was the hammerhead? Well, who were they
well,
saying?
Let's hear the song. Let's hear the hammerhead sing. Have a listen.
Aussie classic, by the way.
Yeah. Can you get these notes?
So just so I'm clear, that's a hammerhead shark dancing on stage.
Yes.
Singing working class
Jimmy
band.
Bart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a cactus singing.
No Doubt.
Forget the cactus. The cactus is cactus.
Don't they all have to be animals or something? Or
there's no
you can
rules.
Be anything. You can be an animal object.
There is no rules to this crazy show. So the hammerhead shark sang, and I
Who
said,
was it?
"Hang
I'm
on,
find out
wait,
in a
just hang on to horses."
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm going. That is not a professional singer. Funnily enough,
I
said it's like a sports. That's like a sports. Person.
You're in this, aren't you? You're a what are
yeah,
you?
What are you? Are you the cactus?
You could be the cactus.
Prickly?
This is why it's so
prickly
clever.
Prickly on the outside.
It's so clever that they...
I'm a bit hollow on the
inside. You will never know. So let's hear what people guessed. Let's hear what people guessed who they thought the hammerhead shark was. Let's have a listen.
Andrew Farris. Tom Williams. Famous tradie. Robert Irwin. Keith Urban. Red Wiggle. Murray Cook.
Nick Cummins. The Honey Badger.
Lock-in Shannon.
Zay.
I'll say Keith Urban.
Yes, so professional Keith Urban, who earns millions of dollars touring the world as a professional singer, is the hammerhead shark singing really kind of badly. Yeah. No, it's not Keith Urban.
Sure, the hammerhead shark should have done Baby Shark.
Yeah,
of
course.
Baby Shark.
That is a great suggestion for once in your life.
Didn't happen.
So let's have a listen to who it was. Are you ready for the big reveal? You know, you won't believe who it is.
Aye, aye, Umba.
Listen, can I just tell you, Osher goes off.
Can I just say this quickly before you go any further? The reason why there's so many cutbacks at Channel 10, the reason why 20 staff have to go is because Osher's doing every show.
No.
Just Osher, stop hogging
it. He's very good at this
show. But everyone has to go because Osher's doing it all. He's got 10 shows.
Yes.
Some shows
and a big shout out to Kerry Ann Kenley, who, by the way, said... Today she was contacted by someone to interview, and she was on the golf course. She said, "I couldn't give a rat." She's happy as Larry. She's totally happy as Larry.
Stop hogging all the shows.
All right, let's hear the reveal. Who was in the hammerhead shark?
Take it off! Take it off! It's Australian cricketing legend. It's Michael Bevan.
What?
It's Michael Bevan.
What? Michael Bevan.
One of the greatest batsmen our country's ever.
One day superstar.
Remember the one day against West Indies? Do you remember that?
Holy hell.
No. Put it back on. Okay.
So Osher has to be so specific. In case you know who Bev was.
Could Osher get
greatest
any more
excited? Greatest batsman ever. One day against the West Indies. He's really built it up.
Yeah.
Poor Bevo.
When he took his helmet off, did anyone recognise him?
No.
Because he played in a helmet for most of his career.
True.
Correct, that's true.
Even cricket fans don't know what Michael Bevan looks like. No. So you take the head off.
All right.
Getting wound up with Dave here.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. More with Kennedy Malloy
after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, thanks to Crown Forklifts. The Encore range is guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com.
Here it
comes.
There's nothing
like a crown. Picking it up and putting it down.
What a great choir. I'd like to meet those guys. They're like a big barbershop quartet.
Well, you could.
Or do you think, I was going to say, I think it's the one man and they've just tripled his voice.
Play it again, Dave.
Oh. Okay.
There's nothing like a crown.
Is a tuber in there too.
Oh, no. You'll have to start your tuber plan.
And, hey, it's all because of the Crown Encore range. Yes. The electric counterbalance forklift, my favourite. Mm. These are the best in the business, bar
none. They are. Forget all the rest. This is the best.
Is there anyone else? I don't know.
I don't think so.
There's only one. In the forklift department.
And these are so good. That's true, Mickey, because these ones you can get also. It's a quality renewed condition, babies.
That's just perfect. This is
now
a
they cost so much less than a new forklift.
But they're as good as new. Yeah,
they are. You still get your forklift warranty and you get the same level of support from Crown's nationwide
network of sales
and service locations.
Do you know what? For your counterbalance forklift, it's got an 1,800 kilogram capacity.
Oh, that's massive.
Well, so that can carry.
Let's put it in terms of that you might get. All right, Dave.
Yeah, what is that?
571.42 complete collections of Billy Joel's discography.
There they go.
CD.
Up the forklift.
Oh, going up.
Happy with
back
that.
Out.
And
back
taken
out.
And taken directly over to the bonfire.
Hey.
Where we set them on fire.
No, that's terrible.
Dance around the flames. That's a valuable use for your crown.
I want to press the button. That sounds like fun.
You can do that. Is it
a button or a lever? What am I using?
You've got the lever here. There you go.
Lever.
Oh, Jane, doesn't it feel good?
It's my turn now. Thanks. I'm just lifting up my bottles of champagne and my 2,400 bottles.
I tell you what, if the forklift's rocking. Don't bother knocking.
Is that you?
As they say
do you want to put them down now or do you want to keep them up?
No, I'm going to keep them up. I'm going to take them on the job.
This is how we're going to get Jane home.
Bye.
Well done, Crown.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, that's another show for the day. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy. Jane,
what was your favourite bit, Jane? What do you think? I love talking about Crown.
I love talking about Crown always because there's nothing like a Crown.
And the baby boom. Are you done? You're queuing the rat. Is there any chance?
Do you want me to find you a surrogate?
Do you want me to find a surrogate for triplets?
Thank God bless you, Dave. I could still have babies. Yeah. Yes, of course I could. I'm just in my early 40s, so it's highly likely.
In a science fiction sense, in a test tubey way.
Do you know what I like? I like baby puppies. That's what I like. Yeah. Not baby babies. You know, they're all right, but honestly, if I compare a baby and a puppy.
You want a litter now? You want a litter? You've got five kids and a litter.
I would adopt a litter of puppies now. Right. Mm. If someone walked in and said, look at all these Labrador puppies, I'd say, yes, okay. I'll find a home for them.
I'd give you six puppies and one tennis ball.
That's cute.
Fight.
That'd be fun.
Who's on the show tomorrow?
Well, it's a huge show, actually. We've got Pete Murray, who I always love catching up with. He's a great musician.
Flirting. I know you flirt with him.
I don't flirt with Pete Murray.
I think you do.
Well, I don't know. Have I still got it? We'll see tomorrow.
Tell him you want a baby.
No, I don't think. I think he's got enough babies. I'll tell you who else is on. Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer.
Yes, and as we're getting, well, we're not at the real pointy end, but we're getting close to the US election, and I always love hearing his observations on things. We'll look forward to talking to him then.
And, of course, The Simpsons back for
30 seasons.
Disney Plus, get on board.
Jump on board to see it. I cannot wait to see
Series 30. She didn't like
The Simpsons.
Well, of course. I can understand.
That's,
what type of woman is that? What upbringing has she had? Disgraceful. Oh, that's 101 in my house.
No babies with her.
No.
All right, Harry Shearer, Pete Murray, Gone Wild and more. That's tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.